Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for all things chamber, go to DurangoBusiness.org. And for all things chocolate, go to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Kelsey Smith, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you today?
You know, I would be better if someone brought samples.
You haven't seen what's in my bag over here yet.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, I take that back as I, you know, heckle you right off the start. So Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, for those that don't know, originated right here in Durango.
Yes. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, we love to share with folks that are coming into the store. So, of course, right now for summer season, it's predominantly, you know, tourists and visitors that we have coming in.
Uh-huh.
But we do encounter some locals, too, that don't know the full history of us. And so we are celebrating about 42 years of business. We opened here in 1981.
Wow.
And Frank Crail, who was our founder, he brought his family here from California.
Mm-hmm.
They had previously visited here and just kind of fell in love with Durango. So he brought his whole family here and wanted to open a business. And so he kind of just started asking around, asking mm-hmm. locals, what do we feel like Durango needs? And he either had in mind like either a car wash or mm-hmm. or a chocolate factory or a chocolate store of some type.
Interesting.
And so, yeah. So the predominant feedback he got was, you know, we'd love to have like a chocolate store here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very, you know, local roots here. And just there's a lot of fun little tidbits about like the early days of the business.
Well, and so did the downtown store open first and then the factory out here in Bodo? Or was it the factory and then the store?
As far as I'm aware, so mm-hmm. the Frank and, you know, his team, as it grew, sure. they actually were making, we didn't have a factory. We didn't have a manufacturing
okay.
facility in those early days. And so they were actually making chocolate, like, in his home.
Wow.
in the early
well, a
stages.
Typical entrepreneur story,
yes.
right? Started in the garage or in
yeah,
their kitchen. And then
exactly.
started to expand as the mm-hmm. as it grew.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Then, and the downtown location, is that the first, I want to say, retail store then?
Yes, it okay. is. It is the original. So the main thing to keep in mind there is, you know, we're in a larger space now than we once mm-hmm. were. So for those of you that know Sizzling Siam,
oh, yeah.
that was our very first store location.
Oh, I remember when it was there. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you know, as time went on and we needed more space, we kind of shifted over into the larger space that we're in now. But yeah, it's fun to go in there into Sizzling Siam because you look at the floor and you're like, oh my gosh, those floors are original. It's the same floors you see like in photos of
right.
the original store. And you've got like those brass railings and things in there. So there's little relics that you can find when you look at pictures of the
kind
original
of,
store.
A little bit of a trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's what I love about walking into Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, and you guys are located in the Rio Grande land, you know, right by the, kind of by the General Palmer.
Yep.
That general, pun intended, vicinity, mm-hmm. but is obviously the smell of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love it when you're doing the caramel apples and things
yeah.
of that nature. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm curious because also, do you provide samples? Because I walk in and I don't even know where to begin. I know what kind of things I like,
yeah.
but where do I start?
That's a great question. We do still provide samples to this day, but typically how we have it set up is we have like a sample that we've picked out that we offer for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But there are pieces that are very unique to our store that we would love to have customers try if they just want to taste it. So a good example uh-huh. of that is we have jelly sticks, raspberry and orange jelly sticks, which
oh.
are, you know, it's an interesting sounding piece. It's one that's really, really hard to describe the texture and the taste of.
Uh-huh.
Everybody in the store is great at describing what pieces taste like, but that one is so hard to put your finger on, like the texture and the taste and the combination of how it all works together.
Right.
So
well, all right. So you mentioned the orange. So
yeah.
that immediately reminds me of when my mom had bridge mix
mm-hmm.
when she had her bridge group,
mm-hmm.
you know, back when I was just a little kid. And I would go in and I loved the chocolate orange and
yes.
it was like gummy, you
yes.
know, and
yeah.
it was, is that what you're describing?
I can't say that I've had that mm-hmm. in a bridge mix, but it very well could be. I
uh-huh.
mean, because a lot of these recipes have been same or similar all these decades. And so there's a good
wow.
chance it's probably similar to that.
Yeah. And then you also have fudge.
Yes.
And yeah. that is, I love the fudge.
Yes, our fudge, our caramel apples are some of the items that we're really well known for. And we make those fresh in-house. We make those in the store, as do all of our franchise locations.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I always love walking up to a franchise location, especially if I'm traveling through, you know, an airport. And I always go up and say, I'm from Durango. Do I get a discount? And they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, well, that's where the original Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory and your corporate headquarters.
Yes.
And it's usually... you know, somebody at the front that doesn't realize that
yes.
maybe. And they go, look at me like I have three heads. And
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you for helping us spread the word. That's
yeah.
part of what we're intending to do is just really share the story because there's, yeah, a lot of folks still don't yeah. know that about us.
Right, right. Well, so I'm curious now with your downtown store. Mm-hmm. First off, what are your hours?
We are open 10 to 8 every day.
10 to 8 every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go in there and yeah, get your chocolate fix,
yes.
as they say.
Yes.
I do know, because my mom was diabetic, so you do have sugar-free as well.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And some of those are pre-boxed or some, you know, you can go in and
pick. They're in our candy case right now. So uh-huh. you can come in, see the options, and just kind of hand-pick out items, and we will put them in a box for you.
And you can customize
yes.
to any taste bud's liking.
Yes, and that is, to your point earlier, there's a sense of, like, overwhelm when you come into the store if you've not been in there before. So uh-huh. we always walk you through the process. We let you know, like, where everything lives, give you a quick overview of what our product names mean, because we do mm-hmm. have some unique product names as well.
Okay.
And then we're happy to package it up for you to your liking.
Now, going back to the fudge, mm-hmm. Are you doing the fudge for troops?
We are, yeah. So all of July, we actually have, as the years have gone on, so Fudge for Troops was kind of the original program that we implemented several years ago. And so over time, that kind of shifted into Sweets for Service, meaning we wanted to also incorporate like local service personnel mm-hmm. as well as troops that are overseas. And so one of the great things about fudge is it doesn't melt. And so...
See, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Fudge
yeah.
does not melt.
So what we're doing this year in the store to encompass all the folks that we'd like to recognize and thank for their service is we are doing kind of a combination of Fudge for Troops and mm-hmm. Sweets for Service. So half of the month, all of the fudge purchases are matched in the store. So whenever
okay.
someone buys a half pound of fudge, we will do a matching donation that's going to be included in care packages for the Blue Star Moms locally.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so later this year, we're going to tally up all of our donations that we have in store, and then we're going to just give all of that product out to Blue Star Moms for them to incorporate in care packages, and we don't have to worry about the melting that way.
So if I come in and I buy 10 pounds of fudge,
yes.
Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory
mm-hmm.
will match that.
Yes, we will. And then the second component, the Sweets for Service component, is more in the candy bar vein.
Uh-huh.
And so what we're doing there is for the other 2 weeks of this month, we've got two dedicated to fudge and two dedicated to candy bars. What we're doing on that is just same thing. Every candy bar that gets purchased, we donate one, and that's going to go to just local service personnel, police, firefighters, EMTs, et cetera.
Chamber directors.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
All the people.
No. And that's awesome. You know, you're taking the time to do that here at a local level.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for those listening, I'm talking with Kelsey Smith of the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, and you're the manager of the downtown
mm-hmm.
store. And again, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory started right here in Durango.
Yes, indeed.
And your corporate headquarters are out here in Bodo Park.
Yep, exactly. Yep. We've been doing business for over 40 years now. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got here in 1982, so it was mm-hmm. right after Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory mm-hmm. began. And so let me ask you this. So downtown store, how many employees are in that? And then do you know how many are out at the factory?
We have both teams are smaller than you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
So at the store right now, we have about 8 team
okay.
members. And then at the factory, I couldn't give you a number with certainty, but I would estimate between, this is a big range, probably between like 80 to 120
well,
staff.
Well, it probably
at the
ramps
factory.
Up and down depending on the,
yes.
you know, the seasons
mm-hmm.
and, you know, what's going on. And
yeah.
I also want to give a shout out to your new CEO. He's not
mm-hmm.
so new. He's been here over a year. But Frank, I almost said Frank. He's the founder.
Yes.
Robert Sarles.
Yes.
He was our first Get to Know the CEO presenter.
Yes.
And did such a great job and kicked off that series for
mm-hmm.
us. And, you know, new ideas coming in and,
mm-hmm.
You know, kind of always say take it to that next level as well as, letting people know that Rocky Mountain Chocolate is right here in Durango.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So we're really excited having Rob on board, and there's a lot of change coming, but all good types of change.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of things to look forward to here locally at the store as well. So keep your eyes and ears open next year. There's going to be a lot of change happening
at
the store.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but you'll have to come back.
Yes, I'll
and
come
we'll
back.
We'll talk about the changes.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and I always say, too, the four stages of change, you know, the denial, resistance, exploration, then commitment.
Yes.
So, but change is good. You know,
yes.
You have to do things to change with the times, as we all discovered, you know, during COVID and all. It's like, well, you got to, you know, do new things and try new things. And what an opportunity right now, too, to, you know, take something that's over 40 years old and see what the next chapter is going to be for Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Looking forward to some reinvigoration and as are all of our stores in the system. As you also probably know, we have stores all across the U.S. too.
Right. So, yeah. Now, how long have you been at Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory?
I have been with the company for about 7.5 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, all right, you probably get the, oh my gosh, it must be great working at chocolate. How much do you know? And you obviously are not like me and sample a lot of it. But, you know, so what are some of the things that I'm going to say is maybe an aha moment for you, you know, that you didn't know that now you do working for Rocky Mountain Chocolate?
Yeah, well, there's a lot that I love about it. And I think what I've really enjoyed most about my time with the company is just kind of having growth across several different areas of the business.
Mm-hmm.
I've also spent time not only managing the store downtown, but I was also a field consultant. So I actually lived in Washington State for a little over a year and a half as a field consultant. And so at that time, I was like supporting franchises in that location in the Pacific Northwest. And then I got homesick. I'm originally from Durango, so I was ready to come back and took on a role at the factory as customer service manager. And so across the years, I've had just experience across several departments, and that really helps give me like a well-rounded picture of our business and a better understanding of like now serving customers in the store kind of in a renewed capacity.
Right.
And so it's been a lot of fun. It's just,
sure.
it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and didn't Kelsey Ferrata grow up here too?
She did. Yes.
That's so funny.
We're
so
both
local. If you're listening, your name's Kelsey, and you grew up in Durango, you apparently have to go out to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
How fun! Mm-hmm. Now, going back, I'm sorry, I'm jumping on the subject, but if how long for the Fudge for Troops and doing that? How long is that? Is that through July?
Yes, it's for the month of July, and so. As I mentioned earlier, this is the first year that we are kind of participating in both programs for the month. So, you know, the whole month, whether you purchase candy bars or fudge, we will do a donation for you in that product category. So,
and in the past, how many pounds do you recall?
Oh, gosh,
like how many have been, you know, contributed to troops or service, frontline, you know, service folks?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually have done over 700 pounds in years past.
How much?
700 pounds!
700 pounds, wow.
It sounds like a lot, but I mean, we are running that promotion all month. And so, of course, this time around, now with the option of fudge or candy bars, we might not see numbers quite that high.
Wow.
But we did want to make sure that we were not only, you know, incorporating like people that are deployed and serving our country, but as well as like our local service personnel.
And do people have to mention it, you know, specifically?
We do have, well, we basically share it with everybody that comes into the store as our monthly promotion. And then if somebody's buying fudge or candy bars, we make sure and share it with them as well.
So you just remind them that, hey, by the way, your purchase just contributed to our troops.
Exactly.
And I bet people, I would assume, then go, you know what, I'm going to do more then.
Exactly. Yeah, we do see some of that as well, where people would like to, you know, they're going to maybe purchase a little more than they plan to have that added support.
Sure. So. Or they come in and, you know, even someone like myself might get a half a pound and then say, here, I want to contribute an additional, I'm going to say $50 towards that.
Right.
And then say, whatever you need to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't need that much fudge. So if someone's wanting more information, where should they look you guys up?
Best thing to do is just look us up on social media. We have Facebook and Instagram pages. And or if you don't have access to either of those or are not a social media person, just visit rmcf.com, short for Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Right.
And you can find more information there if you just look up our store location there.
Or better yet, just come downtown, right?
Come see
you
us.
Know, just between the train station and the General Palmer and walk on in, see the big bear out front.
Yes. Truffles is out there. He's been out there. All these years.
Yeah. Well, Kelsey, thank you. And we're out of time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Go down to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, support the troops and our, I'm going to say, frontline folks that work in the medical field and what's the word I'm looking for?
Just service personnel.
Thank you. All right. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.